Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, friends. On a Tuesday, November 4th, it is Amy Marks, Kors, and Chris Ranji till 12 o'clock today. 9 to noon every weekday is the Chris and Amy show. Then the Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock. Tom Ackerman, Bernie Miklas, and me, Chris Ranji, talking sports with you. 314-436-7900 on the show. That's the entire station's phone number. You can text that number too. You can also, if you would like, leave us a voice message. We'd love to get your voice messages directly on the Odyssey app. And if you would like to watch us, you can on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We are on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney has passed away. We got the news of that. It happened for him at the age of 84.
And film projects are lining up to catch those Missouri tax breaks. Yep. Movies, television shows like Ted Lasso to Antiques Roadshow.
And oh my gosh, Amy, it happened. The Blues won a game. Losing streak is over. It ends at 7 with a win over the Edmonton Oilers last night.
Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers.
SLU basketball. The men's team won their opener. They beat SEMO last night, 92-67.
So with SLU's victory and the Blues' victory, is that the greatest night in St. Louis sports history?
Yeah, probably.
I would think so.
So, good for our hometown teams here. Billikens won, the Blues won, and there you go. So, Amy Marks Kors, I think this is an exciting time for us in St. Louis sports.
It is.
I have nothing to do with myself.
I was at the game, the Blues game. Matt Pajeski was at the Billikens game.
Billikens. Right.
How was it? How was the vibe?
Great vibe. Not a sellout, but no, it was good. You always anticipate winning those early non-conference game, so he kind of knew what was going to happen. But yeah, still a great time.
That's SEMO.
Were they playing Parkway West?
Or? Yeah, SEMO. I mean, there's nothing wrong with SEMO, except they're SEMO.
Right? So remember SEMO Butts?
He wrote that book, Under the Bleachers.
I think he did. I think you're right about that.
Hey, hard left turn. Yes.
Oh, go ahead. Make that hard left turn, Amy.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
Has passed away at the age of 84, as you mentioned.
We're going to talk to Nancy Cordes, right. CBS News Chief White House Correspondent, at 10 o'clock, by the way.
Yes. So, just interesting. What are your thoughts about Dick Cheney's legacy? Obviously, a pretty controversial figure, not necessarily at the time, but there are moments that are punctuated. He was spearheading the war on terror. Then there were the goofy moments, like when he accidentally
shot his friend
while hunting.
They were quail hunting.
Yes. The movie Vice that came out that was kind of controversial. And
Christian
then
Bale.
Liz Cheney, right, with taking a strong stand against President Donald Trump and so forth. Obviously, she got primaried. But, I mean, the change...
And he publicly said he was voting for Kamala Harris.
Yeah, the Cheney name carries a lot of weight.
Yeah.
314-436-7900, if you have any thoughts on what his legacy is. But at the very least, I mean, he devoted his life to the country, to politics, and was there at a very, very influential vice president. Because a lot of times it feels like a figurehead position, right?
Yep.
You know, you're the vice president. It is what it is. But he was very influential, wielded a lot of sway and power for the positions that he was in.
Yeah, and I think that for me, his legacy is not, I don't think it's a particularly good one. I think we're talking about somebody who was just so invested in this country being at war for so long, and I'm not sure that we got a good benefit out of it. We spent 20 plus years in Afghanistan and in Iraq, which didn't really make a whole lot of sense at the time and really makes even less sense now. A lot of people died as a result, cost the country trillions of dollars. So I don't think there was a whole lot of benefit that came from it. And so, you know, I know that toward the end, maybe he changed a little bit. He did push back against this president we have now and did not want him to be elected. So, and I don't even know that that is maybe I shouldn't say it's a change, because I don't think that the MAGA movement and President Trump now is the kind of Republican that Dick Cheney was when he was office.
Not They're at just, all. It's, Donald very, Trump is a push against that.
Right. But I mean, what a lot of politicians end up doing is they go with the guy who is in their party. So Dick Cheney is a Republican, was a Republican, and usually they just support whoever the Republican candidate is. And so I think that it's, in this case, we're talking about somebody who is... or who was just not a MAGA person, but was very much a Republican when he died.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. And you know how we spoke with, my goodness, the author who wrote the Tupac book. I'm having a brain moment.
Oh, Jeff
moment.
Perlman.
Yes, Jeff Perlman, yep. Who wrote the Tupac book. And he said he wrote about the good stuff and the ugly stuff and the controversial stuff, because we tend to want to draw nice, clean lines around people and say this is a villain or this is a hero. And I think there are a lot of people who, you know, politically don't like Dick Cheney, maybe see him as that villain. But I think at the end of the day, you look at his life and he did a lot of things for this country, a lot of things I think that people would agree with. And he did other things that you might feel very strongly about. Even the war on terror, you have to look at and divide it, because the United States had every right to go into Afghanistan to search for Osama bin Laden after 9/11.
Sure.
Then, of course,
but then expanding to Iraq, which
to Iraq and the weapons of mass destruction and that debacle. So you can't just say, well, there was no, we shouldn't have launched any war on terror. Well, they did. And David French actually brought up this point, how the war in Afghanistan was a failure. Excuse me, how people say the war on Afghanistan in Afghanistan was a complete failure. And he said, well, yes, there was so much chaos and confusion, and you can't just instill democracy in Afghanistan with turning a blind eye or being naive to the culture that's already deeply rooted there. In that sense, there was chaos and confusion. On the other side of things, there wasn't another 9/11 after 9/11. They were able to stop if there were mass terrorist attacks on the United States soil after September 11th. So in that sense, as I said, as David French pointed out, there was success on that side of things. And Dick Cheney has often said there was success on that side of things, is
yeah.
If there was another mass attack.
I suppose you can make the argument, though, Amy, that maybe we didn't have to spend the amount of money we did, and the lives that were lost didn't have to be.
Well,
at
I mean,
the
looking
scale
at,
they were,
yeah,
to
and that's
stop
again,
that.
That's looking at the difference between Afghanistan and Iraq.
Right.
Another
well,
thing.
Well, I mean, I look at them all. I mean, they're one big thing, because we spent. It was also billed to us as an expansion of the war on terror. Like,
right.
We have to do this, otherwise they're going to use weapons against us. They're going to sell weapons to use against us.
If you look at it as one big thing, you look at it as a success or a failure, but you can't because they were two different things. They were billed as one big thing, but they were not. Again, like I said, the United States had every right to go into Afghanistan. It crossed a line with the war in Iraq and the weapons of mass destruction, and I think that's important to look at. Dick Cheney had, you know, criticized the Obama administration, and they brought up a White House correspondence dinner when Cheney said, when Obama took a shot at Dick Cheney, because Cheney had said that Obama was the worst president of his lifetime. Obama said, Dick Cheney said I was the worst president of his lifetime, which is interesting because I think Dick Cheney is the worst president of my lifetime.
Very funny.
Which, again, taking a crack, taking a shot at the influence and the power that Cheney wielded as vice president. I will say this. We talk about how character matters in different parts of your life. And Dick Cheney was married to his wife, Lynn, for over 60 years. He was close to his daughters, and especially his daughter, Mary, who is gay. And he drew criticism from other conservatives and their views on same-sex marriage when, in 2000, in the vice presidential debate, Dick Cheney said freedom means freedom for everybody. So he kind of veered on that side as well when it comes to there are conservative talking points of 2000. Because 2000 is a very different time than 2025.
The White House is lowering the flags to half-staff today. I have to be honest. I'm a little surprised by that. Are you surprised by that?
Because Trump allowed it, you mean?
Yeah.
I now that you mention it, yeah, I could
because
see
them
not
doing it. Because it was so publicly against
yeah.
Donald Trump. And let's be honest, I'm not criticizing him for this. I'm just making a statement of fact. The current president doesn't usually like it when somebody's critical of him and usually takes it out on that person. So if he knew Dick Cheney was voting against him and made it public that he wanted people to vote against Donald Trump, it's interesting to me that they have chosen to fly the flags at half staff today. I just wouldn't have thought he'd, like, out of spite, I would have figured he would not have done that. But that is what the White House is doing today, so good for them.
And like we said, just get some more information just on the legacy, the impact of Dick Cheney. We will speak with Nancy Cordes, CBS News Chief White House Correspondent, at 10 o'clock.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. We have a lot to get to today, and we are going to do that. Derek Gould is going to join us at 10:30. We'll talk Cardinals offseason because their offseason is now officially underway with the World Series having come to an end. And speaking of World Series, the numbers are in terms of viewership. Not bad. Not bad at all. We got that. We got the question of the week that we're going to get to. Mm-hmm. And another vehicle's crashed into a building somehow here in St. Louis. We'll discuss all those
things.
And we've got Callie Banham, who was an English horn player and an oboe player with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. And Callie will be in studio with us coming up at 9:30. All that and more on the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. It does not get any better than this.
You know what
this.
I love about this right now, this song that's playing?
What?
My favorite thing about this song right now is you're not singing it. Because I got to tell you, when Christmas time starts,
yeah,
every morning, from here until the end of December, you will be singing this song in the office.
Because it is the most wonderful time of the year.
Right.
I mean, I've already sung the song several times. When the weather first changed in October and it finally got a little chilly, it is the most wonderful time of the year. Some of us have joy.
I'd rather hear it from Andy Williams, though.
That you don't. On Twitter, guys, at Chris Amy KMOX, we have our question of the week because it is Tuesday. And our question of the week is, when do you start listening to Christmas music? It's a poll, and you've got options.
Your options are after Halloween, after Thanksgiving, only in December, or I never stopped listening. So that means you're a Christmas music person year-round, which I don't have a problem with it. If that's what you want to do, I have no issue with that at all. So those are your four options: after Halloween, after Thanksgiving, December only, or I never stop listening. For me,
yes,
it is pretty much right after Halloween.
Yeah.
I think
I'll tell you this, I ease into it a little bit.
I kind of flirt a little bit with it before Halloween, too.
I wouldn't expect anything less of you. This guy loves Christmas.
I do, too.
Oh, yes, I do.
I love it, and also I love it. Yeah, I'm
he doubly loves it.
Huge fan.
I think, okay, so I will say, in my car right now, I'm not listening to Christmas music. I will say that. So, but I won't wait until Thanksgiving. So I picked after Halloween. That's my vote, after Halloween. Because it's not after Thanksgiving, but I will say I'm not listening to Christmas music all the time right now.
No, it's I'm not yet either.
Yeah, it's at the mall.
I'm not yet either.
Yeah, it's at the mall. Once we get really close to Christmas, I'll have it on in the car. Like, you got to drive around with Christmas music.
I'll tell you what I love is that first hint of when you're watching TV, like watching a game. I was watching Monday Night Football last night, and you get the commercials with a little bit of the jingle in them. Mm-hmm. Maybe they got some Christmas lights featured in the background. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's that holiday feel to them. I love the first one or two of those that you see every season because you know it's coming.
Well, that's why I think it was 2 weeks ago now. I was at the mall because I love the mall, and I was in a store. And all of a sudden, I realized, wait, do you hear that? That's a Christmas song.
Uh-huh.
Christmas, baby.
I love it.
And they're decorating the windows for Christmas already. So this really is the most wonderful time of the year. My only problem is I don't want Christmas to come.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I just like the anticipation. I like the anticipation.
And I'm, you know, I say this all the time, and people accuse me of being a curmudgeon.
Well, I don't think it's an accusation.
It's an accusation.
I think it's just a statement.
Unfair.
It's a declarative sentence.
It's very unfair from the fake news media.
Yeah.
And I don't agree.
Mainstream media. Many people are saying.
Many people are saying that I am a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
I'm really not. I love Christmas, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And I think there's nothing more curmudgeon-y than saying when you, the first time like you hear or see a Christmas display at a store, and he's like, it's too early for that. It's too early.
I'll give you one guess who's losing their mind.
You have the 25-year-old in the room?
Oh, well, actually, that's a great guess, but it's not him. There's someone who's even worse when it comes to Christmas music. He hates all the Christmas music.
Oh, Kevin Wheeler.
That's right.
Yeah, Kevin
that
Wheeler
guy's a curmudgeon.
He doesn't like anything that doesn't make him feel anger.
That's true.
You cannot bash your head against
the wall. So does he like Trans-Siberian Orchestra? Because that's angry Christmas.
No, because it's not angry. It's angrier Christmas than normal. But it's still not angry Christmas.
Do you love Christmas but wish it were aggressive and angry? Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
If you cannot bang your head against the wall to a Christmas song, Kevin's not going to be into it. Like, that's really the only kind of stuff he listens to.
All right, since the show is full of left turns, I do have to tell you this number that I saw yesterday, which is astounding. This year's World Series between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Los Angeles Dodgers was one of the most compelling, and the ratings for Game 7 showed, Ranj, that audiences agreed. So, for the 11-inning, 5-4 Dodgers victory in the World Series, it had an average of 25.45 million viewers on Fox. This is in preliminary Nielsen ratings, and it was the biggest audience since the Astros defeated the Dodgers in the 2017 World Series. And if you include Canada, which you should because the Toronto Blue Jays were playing, and Japan, which you should because you had the stars like Shohei Ohtani and Yoshinobu Yamamoto, there were 32.6 million viewers for Game 7.
It's a lot. And the extra inning win, if you do not include the Canadian numbers, the Dodgers extra inning win, it peaked at 31.5 million, and that was at 10:30 at night. So if you were watching the game at 10:30, that was the most of 31.5 million people were watching the game at 10:30 Saturday night.
To talk about, to just kind of illustrate some of the impact that this World Series had on people's habits, like you mentioned, 10:30 at night. It's not the only reason why, but the movie box office had its worst Halloween weekend in 31 years. They said partly because Halloween fell on a Friday, which is bad
That's
for movies.
Tough.
But secondly,
game
they
seven.
Said the World Series Game 7 took people away from the movie theaters.
It's pretty amazing, isn't
it? That's insane.
Yeah, and here, you know, we have had this conversation. Oh my gosh. When I was primarily covering baseball years ago, I used to dread the yearly ratings report for the World Series. Oh, look, baseball's dying. Look at the ratings for the World Series. It just, it's one of those conversations I hated having because the sport has always been in pretty good shape. Even if it does not get the viewers that football does or that it used to get, you know, 40 years ago, baseball still does very, very well. What's amazing about the sport now is that for all the wrong that the commissioner Rob Manfred does and has done over the years, stuff like implementing the pitch clock has been huge for baseball. That more and more people are watching the sport over the last couple of years because of the pitch clock. A large part of it is because of the pitch clock, because people know they are not settling in for five-hour marathon games. They know they're going to get a well-paced, fairly short game instead of knowing they're going to have to sit there for hours and hours on end to get a winner, right? So it is such a... It has been so good for the sport, and I think some of that does spill over into the playoffs and the World Series. Not all of it, but some of it does. The sport is in such a very good place, which is why the possibility or even, I guess, likelihood of there being a work stoppage a year from now really is unsettling because it is the momentum is heading in the right direction. I hate the fact that we might be heading that way.
Yeah. No, I agree. And, you know, we've talked so much about how, especially with young kids, the NBA is super popular. It's hugely popular. And I had the screenshot and somehow I lost it. This is my fault. But the numbers showed that the viewers for Game 7 of the World Series was more than double that of the final of the NBA.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, it doubled the NBA.
Those are really good numbers.
Crazy.
The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra has an open house coming up, and it's happening on Saturday at the Jack C. Taylor Music Center. Callie Banham is an oboe and English horn player and will be with us in studio when we come back on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores.
True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Absolutely beautiful. That is Callie Banham, oboe and English horn player with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. That's Callie on the English horn. And as Callie is celebrating her 20th year with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, she joins us in studio today. Callie, thank you so much for being here.
It's great to be with you guys. Thank you.
So, just found out about the 20-year thing because I asked you how long you had been in St. Louis. But you're here not only to talk about that, but also that the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra is going to have an open house to welcome the community at the newly opened Jack C. Taylor Music Center. That open house is November 8th. It goes all day long. There will be a bunch of different concerts and events for people to enjoy. So we want to hear all about that special day on November 8th. My goodness, coming up in just a handful of days.
Okay, and Amy, there's also going to be food trucks.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
So come hungry. Come hungry and ready for music.
It's just going to be a celebratory day featuring a lot of groups, musicians of the St. Louis Symphony, our smaller groups that we have, like my group Cortango or the 442s. Also, we're going to have performances by Opera Theater St. Louis, Jazz St. Louis, the Black Rep, the Repertory Theater, and these will be going on all day. And people can just come and mill about in the fabulous new lobby and Jack C. Taylor Music Center. They can explore, and they can come and go into the concerts and enjoy the patio outside and get some food, get a drink at the bar. And I have to tell you, the audience experience has just been leveled up with this renovation. I recently went to the speaker series as an audience member.
Yes.
So that was exciting for me. Even, you know, when I was in the ladies' room, I felt like this is a palace. You know, it's just gorgeous what's going on there. And this day is going to be really fun and free and open for everybody to attend.
Yeah. And just want to give the times. It's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And as you said, it's free.
Right.
And people can mill about.
Yes.
Go in, walk around, catch some music, eat some food. I love that. So again, 10 to 6, Saturday, November 8th.
So I want to talk more about the music center, because for people who, most people, the vast majority of people have not had the chance to go see it yet. I have not had the chance to see it yet. How is it different from what was there before?
So there's a large expansion that goes to the east of the original hall and to the south of the original hall. And the whole expansion that's taken place on the south is this just spectacular new audience entrance, lobby, just bathrooms, you know. Oh my gosh, I mean, there's an Evita balcony there, you know, there's a Titanic bow of the ship thing, you know, where you could take selfies. Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible. So it's a large space that's very open and welcoming, and it just gives our audience a lot more space to socialize and enjoy, and the patio is also incredible. And then we have the backstage expansion, which is going to the east of the hall, and that includes things like, you know, brand new musicians, beautiful musicians lounge, all the kind of storage stuff that we needed that we never had. We all have lockers now, these huge, beautiful locker rooms, you know, with floor to ceiling lockers. I can't believe it. You know, it would be the envy of an orchestra musician anywhere, the backstage amenities that we have. Everything was thought out so carefully, and everyone who uses these areas, like stage crew and musicians, were involved in the design. And so I think that that's why we got such a great result, because of the thoughtfulness and the care that was placed into this renovation.
You know, you talk about this being the envy of any, you know, musician anywhere. Now, you've been with St. Louis for 20 years. You're from Philadelphia.
Right.
You have played and lived everywhere from Memphis to Mexico.
That's right.
And so just to, I know it's easy for us to take our symphony, our amenities for granted. Can you tell us how special the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra is, how special this new music center is, you know, in relation to everything else where you've played, or, you know, what musicians would want?
Of course. Well, when I was a young person in Philadelphia, I did not dare to dream that one day I would be a member of the St. Louis Symphony. In fact, this past weekend, we just played a piece that I played with my youth orchestra 31 years ago, and I was marveling, you know, at my good fortune, mm-hmm. the gratitude I feel, you know, still playing this beautiful piece 30 years later with an orchestra like this as a professional. This was the dream. So after, you know, being in school for a while, I played in a lot of different places, like you mentioned, Memphis, Mexico, Buffalo. And when I got the job here in 2006, when I was hired here, this is a destination orchestra. This is the type of orchestra that musicians, orchestral musicians, want to get the opportunity to secure a position, and then they stay. Sometimes they leave, you know, for different reasons, mm-hmm. but mostly when we get into an orchestra like this, we stay. And the reason is because of the high level of artistry. It is the second oldest symphony in the United States, and that has a lot to do with it, just having all of that tradition behind us. Mm-hmm. But this is just a magnificent ensemble with the best musicians that I've ever played with, and it is a joy.
Yeah, I don't think we give ourselves enough credit as a city for having stuff like this.
I didn't realize it was the second oldest.
I did not know that
either. I thought
there
would have been more orchestras punctuated across the East Coast that would have been older than this.
No, this is the second oldest. Wow. Only the New York Philharmonic is an older institution than the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Yeah, so we have that feather in our cap here in that town, in this town.
And so it is, for people who do this kind of thing for a living, this is still very prestigious, because I think we always kind of think of St. Louis as deteriorating, and you know, it's not as good as it used to be, just generally speaking. But even something like this is still considered prestigious around the country.
Absolutely. So we're definitely not going in that direction mm-hmm. when it comes to the arts in this mm-hmm. town, and not just us. You know, there's just so many exciting things happening with music all over this town, and a lot of we call it cross-pollination, a lot of collaborations, interesting collaborations with symphony members playing with musicians around town who play other types of music. That's something that's a little bit unusual about our symphony, too. So we're very flexible group of musicians and curious group mm-hmm. of musicians, I think.
Do you have an example of that, what you're talking about?
Sure, sure. The 442s is a great example. That is a group that plays all like original tunes, mostly led by Adam Manis, who is also a member of my band, Quartango. And he plays with symphony musicians, Sean Weil and Bjorn Ranheim. They've been doing their thing for a long time. And of course, my group, Quartango, mm-hmm. is another great example of that. We are a crossover ensemble. The flavor of it is kind of combining classical, jazz, and most importantly, tango.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talked about the arts in St. Louis, and I always say when it comes to music and food, St. Louis outpunches its weight class.
Oh, that's like, right.
It can keep up with any big city. So the fact that there are food trucks at this event is like the 1-2 punch.
I'm so excited about that.
And again, I just want to remind people, if you're just tuning in, the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra is opening, hosting an open house at the newly opened Jack C. Taylor Music Center Saturday, November 8th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Completely free.
Yes.
Walk in, walk around.
Yeah, is that what you want? Do you want people to buy tickets? Not buy, but reserve tickets so you know how many are coming? Or is this really just, hey, it's a true open house. You come whenever you want to between 10 and 6.
Right. People are welcome to RSVP online. However, it's not necessary and no tickets are required. They can just come and go. And by the way, if anybody wants to hear my group, Quartango, will be on the main stage at 1:30. That's my mm-hmm. time slot.
Excellent. Yeah, there is a list of events throughout the day, starting at 10 o'clock, going until 6. If you go to slso.org and you just find the tab that says purchase tickets, you don't have to purchase them, but that will give you the schedule of events. And there are a lot of different events. I mean, all day long, a lot of performances mm-hmm. going on throughout the day.
You know, you were talking about just the history of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and the different collaborations, and we've had in this studio before Leonard Slatkin, you know, the great conductor, and like his mom is the woman who played the famous EF notes in Jaws.
Oh my God.
That's his mom. He lives in Clayton. I just feel like that's so wild. There's so much history here in St. Louis. Yes. Have you done a collaboration with someone either who plays orchestral music or maybe as a rock star that for you was just super fun or crazy?
Well, I played with Harry Connick Jr. once, and that was very exciting.
I love
got
Harry
to
Connick
talk
Jr.
to him and meet him, and he was so nice, and so that was really fun.
And he's like a real prodigy, right, with the piano?
Yes, brilliant, but just such a beautiful soul, you know, and the show was awesome. And I also, well, there's a few that kind of stand out, Pops concerts that I played. I loved the show that I got to do with Burt Bacharach a long time ago, and I played with Olivia Newton-John one
That's
time,
awesome.
And yeah, so there are a few things, and I've recorded on an album with Tevin Campbell, who's an R&B artist. Yeah,
yep.
Back in the '90s, I'm on one of his tracks. So that was a Quincy Jones production, and so I have a few little things like that in my background, you know, outside of the strictly classical realm.
One of those your favorite?
Well, I think, you know, my heart always belongs to Burt Bacharach as the best pop show that I ever played. Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. That is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So this Saturday, and it starts at 10 o'clock. It is an open house. I see you have the Family Fun Zone. Is that, do we know what that is exactly? That we get to, I'm assuming it's for people with kids and they want them to come by.
That's
what families are, right?
That's my guess. I bet they have some fun things planned, probably like the style of instrument petting zoo type stuff. I'm not sure exactly what they have planned, but they will have that suggests to me that kids will be properly entertained.
That's at noon. That's at 12 o'clock. So
yeah,
for people who have kids and
boring
want to bring
zone.
Them
up. Yeah. Callie, how'd you get the name?
Family boring zone.
Right? Like, that's so weird. It has to be fun. Callie, how did you get the name Cortango for your group, which plays at 1:30, by the way? Because every half an hour, they've got a new group.
Right.
So 1:30 is Callie's group.
So I named the ensemble after my instrument, which is the English horn, but it's known pretty much everywhere except in the United States as the cor anglais by its French name.
Oh.
So for your listeners who maybe don't know what the English horn is, it's a big oboe, and it's a very special instrument because there's only one in the orchestra, and it looks like a big oboe, but it has a warm sound, and composers wrote beautiful passages for it. It's kind of like a character in the orchestra. So when I named the band, I wanted to differentiate it from other tango ensembles. Like, well, what is unique about this ensemble? And what is totally unique is that there's an English horn in this tango ensemble, the only one I know of in the world that is led by an English horn player or even contains an English horn. So thus the name Cor Tango. So it's C-O-R Tango.
So when an instrument is that rare, do you feel nervous, like, holding it?
Like you're going to drop it?
Like, if there's only one here.
Yeah.
Don't you get a little, you know?
Well, sometimes I think, you know, what do they do if I don't walk in the stage door, you know, by 7:25? I don't know. But
I know that feeling because that's how I feel when we show up. This is KMOX. We show up. No one's supervising us. We turn the microphones on and talk, and it's like the most irresponsible thing I've ever heard of. Like,
well,
I can't believe we're here.
We're supervised after the fact.
We are, but I know what you mean. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, if I don't show up.
Well, the show must go on.
The show must go on.
Of course, all of my colleagues who are members of the oboe section are fully capable of playing the English horn if they need to, but they probably need 10 minutes notice, you know, and an instrument nearby. But of course they can play it the same way that I am an oboist, and we can all interchange positions as needed if people are on vacation or if they're sick. But it is a very special instrument, you know, just being that singular voice.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really am so pleased. I could have gone another way. I started out my career as a principal oboe player, but I really felt drawn to this voice, to this sound of the English horn. And so that's where I wanted to end up. And I pursued that and very happily, you know, got to play it here.
And people can hear it on Saturday at the open house at the Jack C. Taylor Music Center. It starts at 10 o'clock. That's the entire schedule of events will be at 10 o'clock, goes until 6. Callie will be performing at 1:30. And with Cortango there. So we're looking forward to having you. Thank you for coming in and talking with us today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Callie Banham, oboe and English horn player, also the founder of Cortango. Again, you can hear them 1:30, totally free, at the Jack C. Taylor Music Center on Saturday. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Speaking of Christmas, because that is our question of the day at Chris Amy KMOX, when do you listen to Christmas music? Coca-Cola, you know, the company that is so cemented in our brains with Christmas because of the polar bears and Santa Claus and those old Coke ads, they released a new, yes, a new for this year, AI-generated ad yesterday. Now, last year in 2024, they had an AI holiday spot that just received a ton of backlash because it had valley-dwelling AI-produced humans that looked very bizarre and people didn't like it, and it didn't go over well with the imagery. But this year, they said, no, it's better because they're going to lean into, I guess, animals. I'm looking at it now where it's like they've anthropomorphized animals. Since you can't get animals to make a bunch of facial expressions, they're using AI, which I guess would be cuter. But people were annoyed not only because of the way it looked, but because they said it's taking jobs away from graphic designers and animators or creatives in that space.
Yeah, I don't like it. You know, when it comes to something like that, when it comes to actual creativity and something that we can all see because it's visual, mm-hmm. I kind of prefer that a human does the whole thing. You know what I mean? I'd kind of prefer that they conceive of the idea themselves and then then put it on paper or put it on screen, whatever it takes to get there, as opposed to having some technology help them out and sort of create it for them. It's a little cheap to me.
Yeah, because last year's ad, like I said, everything, the objects, the animals, the people were all AI, didn't go over well. So one Hollywood writer said, like a writer in Hollywood said, Coca-Cola is red because it's made from the blood of out-of-work artists.
I think Anybody who's been alive for 20 or so years probably remembers Balco and remembers the Barry Bonds PED scandal.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The name Victor Conti. Remember the name Victor Conti? He was the head of Balco who supplied performance-enhancing drugs to the likes of Barry Bonds. Well, Victor Conti has passed away, had pancreatic cancer, and this was somebody who said he was totally anti-PED in the late part of his life. Who knows if he's actually serious about that? But if you remember, even though Mark McGuire was not ever directly linked to Victor Conti, Conti had some thoughts about McGuire's 70 home run season. And after McGuire had said in an interview, it was something like 7 or 8 years ago, that he thought he would have hit 70 home runs with or without performance-enhancing drugs, Conti's response was he's deluded if he thought he would have hit at least 50. So that's a... I don't think much of Victor Conti, but anyway, he passed away age of 74. So that was a name that we followed a lot because of the congressional hearings and everything that happened with, you know, subsequently what happened with Barry Bonds. That was such an interesting and awful time in sports history.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.